Hello, I'm Bill Pollack. Welcome to this week's Press Box Podcast on MissouriNet.com. Of course, the Super Bowl this past weekend. One story of local interest from the weekend. Marshall Faulk, who played for the St. Louis Rams, one of seven elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Faulk retired in 2005, the 10th leading rusher, 7th in touchdowns scored, a three-time MVP, certainly deserving of the Hall of Fame. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch ran an online poll asking their readers, who was the most important in the success of the greatest show on turf? About 3,500 readers answered that poll. 44% said Faulk, followed by Kurt Warner, close second at 41%. Mike Martz, the offensive coordinator, had 10% of the vote. Head coach Dick Vermeil, wide receivers Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt made up the other percentage. Folks, this isn't even close. I answered the poll right away and went with Warner. First thought in my mind was Kurt Warner. Now, don't get me wrong. Faulk was a special player. I mentioned some of his accolades, certainly deserving of the Hall of Fame. He was a dual threat star who could run, catch the football. He turned into a decent pass blocker as well. But Warner was the guy who put it all together. And I went and I looked at some, I mean, this was my opinion as I answered the poll, but then I went back and when I saw 44% of the people picked Faulk, I thought, all right, they're getting wrapped up into the whole Hall of Fame weekend. And I mean, you have to examine some of the numbers, and I have some to kind of bolster my argument here. I consider the greatest show on turf that three-year period where the Rams won the Super Bowl in the 1999 season and then lost it in the 2001 season to the Patriots. In those 3 years, Faulk's rushing numbers, outstanding. 1,381 yards, 1,359, 1,382, and his average was right around the 5.4 yards per carry each of those years. The most, it didn't even come close in terms of his career. So, I mean, those three seasons for him were incredible. Faulk's season where he scored 26 touchdowns came in 2000. That's when Warner only played in 11 games. The only time in those 3 years the Rams did not play in the Super Bowl was when Warner didn't play the full season and wasn't healthy. So that injury stat, to me, tells the whole story right there. In that three-year run, the two seasons that Warner was healthy, in the 16 games that he started, the team got to the Super Bowl. Plain and simple, he was the most important to that success of the greatest show on turf. Now, in 2000, when Warner was out, he went 8-3 in the 11 games that he started. When Trent Green filled in for him, the other five, the Rams, were 2-3. Completion percentages down 7%. Warner passed for 67% completion, Green 60%. The Rams went from 311 passing yards per game to 257 once Green stepped in for Warner. The offense was different. So while Faulk's numbers never really changed in those three seasons, what it shows me was that the success of the Rams' offense clearly was on the shoulders of Warner. And when he was in there, the numbers went up in the passing game and the team was better. The team was basically unstoppable. So while I understand the fans' impulse to say Marshall Faulk, the main reason for their success, look, his numbers in those 3 years were very good. Some of the best around. Don't get me wrong, but they never changed. They never went up. They never went down. They never went up when Warner was out. So it wasn't like they relied on him anymore to pick up in the running game. The offense stayed the same. The play calling appears to have stayed the same with Mike Martz. Marshall Faulk continued to get his numbers, but the passing game dipped. And when the passing game dipped, they didn't win as many games, and they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. So plain and simple, those fans who voted for Marshall Faulk on the St. Louis Post-Dispatch poll, you're wrong. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. So Kurt Warner, most important to the success of the greatest show on turf. You can go to twitter.com/Missouri Sports. You can either agree with me, disagree with me. I'd love to hear your arguments, whether you think I'm right on the money or if I'm a crackpot. I'm open to it. So let me know. I'd love to hear from you. That's this week's Press Box Podcast from MissouriNet.com. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening.